What should one do and think on the verge of dying? How should one pray at that moment? On the verge of dying, one should pray more intensively, turning to God's mercy. They say people are often tempted by the thoughts of disbelief then, as well as those of despair. It is very dangerous. This is the time for us to demonstrate our loyalty to God. That's why it is essential to remember that God is love, that He suffered for us, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. One should remember Christ's sufferings in order to realize that there should be no room for despair. There are no unforgivable sins, there are only unrepentant sins. On the verge of dying, often something grave comes up in one's memory and it darkens one's soul, creating the atmosphere of despair. No way, despair is the worst of all evils and sins, because it leaves no room for remorse. That's why one should remember God's love to us at such a moment, and one should thank God. Here is a piece of advice by Saint Ignatius Brenchaninov, who in his turn refers to Saint Seraphim. In sorrows and despondency, in difficult states, a Christian should thank God. How? One should repeat over and over again, "Glory be to you, O God, glory be to thee. Thank you, my Lord. Glory be to you." How many times? A lot, perhaps 100 times or 200 times. It has been proved by experience that very soon the soul starts gradually coming down and peace comes, and the person starts thanking God for real with all their heart, and the sorrow disappears. So we shouldn't forget this piece of advice, and it will come in handy to all of us.